This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's John Dalziel Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
Kia ora from New Zealand. I am Haritina Mogoshanu, Senior Science Communicator at Space Place in Wellington. The evening sky of November holds the Maori asterism of Te Waka o Tamarereti, which depicts one of my favourite cultural interpretations of how the stars ended up in the night sky. Here in New Zealand, this time of the year, after sunset, we see the Milky Way surrounding the horizon. When it's like that, the galaxy here looks like a river. Move away from the light-polluted cities and you should be able to clearly see it wrapping around the horizon. This is how dark the sky is in New Zealand throughout the entire country. In November 2020, Jupiter and Mars are the brightest objects we can see first after sunset. Jupiter is in the western sky and Mars is in the north. As the sky darkens, Saturn appears just above Jupiter. Unseen to the naked eye, very close to Jupiter is Pluto. By mid-month, Te Waka o Tamarereti is clearly visible in the sky. Starting from the west, Antares, the red giant heart of Scorpius, is setting and the asterism of the fishhook of Maui is now the prow of the Waka. To the south, the two stars pointing to the Southern Cross, Alpha Centauri and Beta Centauri, are now the rope of the Waka. The Southern Cross is the anchor. Interesting to see, due to precession, about 2,000 years ago, the Southern Cross, as seen from New Zealand, would have completely disappeared beyond the horizon, just like an anchor. That was the time when Canopus, the second brightest star in the sky, was visible from Greece. Canopus is a circumpolar star, which means it is always in the sky here. For Maori, he is Atutahi, the chief of all stars. Two other stars that were visible from Europe 2,000 years ago are Alpha and Beta Centauri. They are part of the constellation of Centaurus. Next in line is the Southern Cross pointing down at this time of the year, indicating south just like an arrow. Southern Cross is also circumpolar from New Zealand. The Southern Cross points at Achenar, also a circumpolar star here, which is now very high in the sky. Each side of this imaginary line that goes from the Southern Cross to Achenar, at about two-thirds from the Southern Cross and one-third from Achenar, are the two Magellanic Clouds. The large Magellanic Cloud is on the eastern side of the imaginary line and the small Magellanic Cloud on the western side of it. The small Magellanic Cloud is 200,000 light years away from us. A fuzzy patch very close to the small Magellanic Cloud is the beautiful 47 Tucanae globular cluster. The cluster is, however, much closer to us, at only 16,000 light-years away. The Large Magellanic Cloud is a symphony of stars at about 160,000 light-years away. A dwarf irregular galaxy, the Large Magellanic Cloud is visually located on the border between the constellations Dorado and Mensa and is one of the very few galaxies that are visible to the naked eye. It really looks like a cloud. The Tarantula Nebula in the Large Magellanic Cloud is a beautiful object in a good telescope. Close to the horizon, in the asterism of Te Waka o Tamarereti, is Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, which rises a little south of due east after sunset. By the end of the month, it will be up at sunset. Jupiter and Saturn are now visually very close, enough to be in the same binocular view. Every 20 years, Jupiter catches up on Saturn, but of course this is an illusion as they are on the same line of sight but at different distances from Earth. Left of Sirius is the constellation of Orion, which here in New Zealand is the asterism of Te Tau Rapa, or the end of the waka. In New Zealand, Orion's belt also makes the beautiful and practical asterism of the pot. Also in Orion, Rigel, a blue supergiant star, is directly above the line of three stars. Betelgeuse, a red giant star, is straight below. To the left, Orange Aldebaran and the Hyades cluster, along with the Pleiades, which are further left, make the feathers of the canoe and the ripples in the water. From at this time of the year, from here from New Zealand, we can see in the sky, in the same time, the brightest star in the sky, Sirius, the second brightest star in the sky, Canopus, and the third brightest star, which is Alpha Centauri. Very low in the north, we observe through our 16-inch telescope the Andromeda galaxy, but you do need a clear sky north and a low horizon to be able to see it. It was truly a spindle of light. Andromeda is the furthest object we can see with the naked eye as a fuzzy patch, and we can just make it out from here. Close to zenith is Akenar from Eridanus, all the beautiful stars of Grus that are doubles, and Fomalhaut, one of my favorite stars and also one of the royal stars. In Grus, the Grus Quartet is now visible. In Sculptor, the famous Sculptor galaxy is in a good position to observe. This galaxy has a visual magnitude of about 7, and it is visible with the naked eye. It looks just like a blurred star. Sculptor galaxy is about 12 million light years away from us. In the morning sky, Venus rises a little south of east, an hour before the sun all month. Mercury might be seen in the dawn mid-month, below and right of Venus, and much fainter, rising 35 minutes before the sun. From here, from New Zealand, Haritina Mogoshanu, Senior Science Communicator at Space Place at Carter Observatory, wishes you clear skies so you can always see the stars, and always remember that we are made from the same stardust as they are.